All participants, please stand by. Your conference is ready to begin. For any assistance during the call, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. Please go ahead.
Well, good afternoon. My name is John Colangelo, Regional Vice President of Counsel Portfolio Services. I'm here with Joe Muto. Joe is Wealth Management Specialist with Investment Planning Counsel, and he works closely with his clients to provide financial planning services and products to help them live their dream. His motto is hard-working solutions for hard-earned money. Well, good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, John.
Today we're going to do a conference call with Joe, and he's going to be discussing how the year has started, namely, specifically, the first quarter, and what the investment specialists are saying. We'll also start with the first question, Joe. Can you comment on the markets and give us an economic overview of the first quarter?
Okay, just let me read this quick short disclosure here. Commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently. Past performance may not be repeated. Information in this call is derived in part by Counsel Portfolio Services. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, we'll look at the first quarter. So if you recall from our last call, the U.S. had one of the worst quarters to end the year in 2012. Remember the first quarter they were up, the second quarter they were down, third quarter they were up, and fourth quarter they were down. Well, strange things can happen, and guess what? The first quarter they're up again. And the U.S. has been recovering far quicker than the rest of the world. The U.S. stocks specifically have been outpacing the rest of the world during the last 3 years, which is great news, but we have to be cautious because outperformance also tends to revert back to the mean.
Excuse me, Joe, but why did the U.S. Recover so quickly?
Well, John, it would be thanks to Ben Bernanke and the U.S. Fed for providing the stimulus, which is the money. So they've been putting a lot of money into the system. Now, the result of this unprecedented stimulus from the Fed has been that the recovery of the American market. So every time they injected money, we've seen the markets rise. What's interesting is that trading volumes are actually low, but the markets still keep rising.
Is there still confidence in the U.S. market today?
When we look at confidence, there's this index that they have. It's called the VIX, or the Volatility Index. Some people call it the Fear Index. Right now, it's at a historic low, which reflects that investors are complacent. They're happy. They're not really worried too much anymore. Now, the exuberance of the markets reaching the same point as it did 5 years ago has led to the same type of optimism there was 5 years ago. So this is before the subprime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we want to just look at the returns, the U.S. market, the Dow is around 11% for the first quarter and the S&P at 10. So the confidence is there.
How long can the U.S. Fed and Ben Bernanke provide stimulus, though?
Well, we'll just go to Ben Bernanke himself. So the Fed chairman himself said this in a speech. He did say that the U.S. economy is still anemic, so he still thinks they're weak and he has concerns about it. But here's a quote right from his speech. Indeed, as I noted, a premature removal of accommodation could, by slowing the economy, perversely serve to extend the period of low long-term rates. Now, after listening to the speech, the Bank of America's Michael Hartnett responded to the statement saying this. In our view, his speech reaffirms that the Fed leadership and the majority of FOMC voters will continue with QE3 purchases well into the next year. This means more stimulus as required, but also means low interest rates.
That's great, Joe. I'd like to shift gears, and maybe you can just comment on what's happened in global markets over the last quarter.
Yeah, okay. If we look at Japan, for instance, had one of the worst quarters themselves. They were down almost 20% last quarter. This quarter, they're up 20%. And the reason is they're looking at the U.S., and they realize that the stimulus program does work, and this has been the main driver for them. Japan, the U.K., and Europe, they're likely to continue with the monetary stimulus program. China had the largest negative impact. Its real estate is in a gradual correction mode, and they're trying to shift from an export-based economy to a consumption-based economy. So what they're looking at doing is to sell stuff to themselves rather than always sell to the rest of the world. Large companies, so the large cap dividend paying ones in particular, have outperformed the small ones. But we got to take a word of caution here. The risk to the economies of the markets, they haven't been solved yet. So all they have been is deferred to a later date. So again, caution is still warranted here.
Joe, maybe you can recap Canada.
Okay. If we look at Canada, as in my other calls and as people read, when China slows down because we're a commodity nation, we slow down. So Canada was impacted by the slowdown in China. In particular, the falling price of gold and oil. Today, gold's around 1,400. I think it just fell below 1,400 the last time I checked. And if we listened a few years ago, all the gold experts are saying it's going to be at $3,000, $4,000 an ounce. So that hasn't happened. Now, the gold stocks, they've gone down. So companies that have anything to do with gold, their prices have dropped. Large companies outperform the small ones in Canada, mainly because the small companies have they're dominated by oil and gas companies and oil companies, gold, sorry. So because they're in those sectors, they're not going to perform well. Dividend-earning companies perform well. Yields are attractive to investors because of this low-yield world. So, for instance, you can get 3, 4, 5% dividend as opposed to a 2% GIC. And the TSX did roughly around 3% in the first quarter.
That's great, Joe. Joe, as always, we always like to hear what the investment specialists are saying. Perhaps you can highlight a few of the managers. I know you have Acuity Investment Managers on the fixed income side. What are they saying?
Well, here's what they put in one of their reports. We believe that the continued stimulus policies from central banks and improving momentum in the economic data could lead to a modest retracement in government bond yields. This could result in further underperformance of government bonds relative to corporate bonds. For the remainder of the year, we expect yields to remain range-bound with a modest upwards bias due to improving growth trends, but due to the offset of ongoing central bank and investor purchases coupled with muted inflation. What does it all mean? Well, they're saying that range-bound, so the rates are going to stay where they are. Government bonds are really not going to increase on the yield basis as far as returns. They did say muted inflation, which means inflation is not going to be increasing. So what we're looking at is they're going to expect to get better returns from the corporation bonds rather than the government bonds.
Well, how about, let's look at a manager on the Canadian dividend side, Leon Fraser's. What are they saying?
Well, here's what they said. Going forward, we continue to be cautiously optimistic with regards to the markets and the economy. While investor sentiment has swung to the positive as of late, it is paramount to control emotions and focus on discipline and facts when sentiment gets extended in one direction or another. In our view, time in the market is more important than the timing of the market. And John, that's exactly what I like to say too. It's not trying to time the market, so you don't want to try to get in and out all the time. It's the time you're in there in total that makes a difference. Also, if you, just like they were saying, they're optimistic, but they're cautiously optimistic. Because right now, as we looked at the index, everybody's, they're happy, everything's great. But whenever we swing to one side or the other, this could cause a problem. So they're going to be very disciplined. They're going to take their emotions out of the equation and stick to what they do best, and that is manage money.
Right. In the real estate, I'm looking at North American real estate has certainly done well over the last couple few years. What are your global real estate managers, Forum Security, saying?
Well, they said that in 2012 and early 2013, it's been an excellent period for the global real estate securities. They basically said that global real estate securities outperform all other asset classes, and they responded to the slow but steady increases in demand for space in the face of little or no anticipated increase in supply. So the pricing and valuation in many markets is back to peak levels, and consequently, further appreciation will depend on increasing in demand, meeting or exceeding expectations. So what they're saying is all these office buildings and condos, et cetera, there is not enough for the supply, which means prices go up. So if the demand is still there and they keep building and they keep improving and people still want office space, we're going to still see prices go up. And this has happened around the world. Not necessarily in Canada too much right now, but the rest of the world for sure.
That's great. Well, Joe, as usual, this is quite a lot to take in. And is there anything at this point you'd like to add?
Yeah, there's a few things that we're doing. We're always constantly trying to improve our commitment to our clients for communication. So what I did is there is a new section called the Market Monitor. So if you go on my website at AllisonFinancial.com, under the Resource tab, there's a new tab under there called Market Monitor. And, John, what this is, it's going to be a series of audio casts, and they're going to be posted there where people can listen to them, and it's going to be short interviews with investment specialists to get their views on the current market themes. They're all hosted by Rana Shohan, he's the Chief Investment Strategist, and right now we have a few posted for April.
Could you give us some just some quick tidbits before we end the call on some of the topics there that are on that?
But like I said, we put four there. So one of them was with David Stonehouse. He's with Acuity. I read a couple of his comments earlier. He's the Vice President Portfolio Manager there. And he talks about reaching for extra yield. So what he does in this call, he's going to tell us how he's finding yield in today's low-yield environment. Remember he said we're going to be range-bound, so rates are going to be low. So he gives some good examples how they're going around getting more income. The other one was David Reagan. He's Director and Portfolio Manager at Maurer Investment Management. And they're talking how they're going to sidestep the noise. So Maurer's approach to sidestepping the noise and how they build portfolios for their clients. That was a great call. 5 minutes. The next one we have there is Rob Mikhailchiki. Sorry if I butchered his name. He's a portfolio manager at Invesco, and he illustrates how Invesco uses a ground-up approach and how they buy sound businesses. So they focus on the fundamentals of a business rather than what's going on in the world, and they show you how they create their portfolios. And he gives a couple examples in this call, which is a good one to listen to. And finally, the fourth and last one that's posted on the site is with Stu Kedwell and Doug Raymond. They're with RBC Asset Management, and they're co-heads of the Canadian Equity Committee. And their discussion here is, will Canada join the global rally? So they're going to discuss the factors that contributed to Canada, you know, the underperformance, if you will, relative to the U.S. and other major markets. They're pretty short. They're worth listening to. They're about 5 minutes, unlike my call that's about 12 to 15 minutes.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. I'll be sure to listen to the audio cast, and I look forward to our next call.
Thanks, John. Like I said, this one will be posted to the website as soon as I get it back. Feel free to forward it, and please feel free to listen to those audio casts. Our next call on the quarter review will be August 15th, around 12 noon again. As always, any questions, concerns, comments, feel free to email me at joe.muto@allisonfinancial.com or call us at 705-435-0001. Our commitment, your future. Thanks and goodbye.